Farm and Ag Report for Thursday, July 14th, 2022. U.S. grain exports are continuing to struggle as the current marketing year nears its final month. Old crop U.S. corn sales most recently hit back-to-back marketing year lows, while old crop soybean sales have reached marketing year lows 3 weeks in a row, with more cancellations than sales in the last 2 weeks. While China is expected to continue to import a significant amount of grain this next year for both corn and other grains, it's not the kind of robust growth that has been seen over the last couple of years. The USDA has increased its corn and winter wheat production estimates while lowering projections for soybeans. Corn is seen at 14.5 billion bushels, up 45 million bushels on the month, following the USDA's June 30th acreage totals, which pushed the new crop ending stocks guess higher. Old crop corn stocks were also up on the month due to a lower feed use estimate. Winter wheat production is pegged at 1.2 billion bushels, 2% more than last month as higher harvested area canceled out a slightly lower yield projection, leading to an upward revision in U.S. ending stocks. Soybean production is expected to be 4.5 billion bushels, down 135 million from a month ago, due to much smaller than expected planted areas.
No matter what your level of hearing loss or speech disability, Wyoming Relay can help. Wyoming Relay is a free service that offers telephone services and specialized equipment so you can call anyone, anytime, anywhere. Wyoming Relay provides telephone access for people with hearing loss and access for people with speech disabilities. Most services are available for Spanish language callers too. Wyoming Relay, a call anyone can make. Go to WyomingRelay.com, another smart resource from Wyoming Workforce Services.
The USDA is accepting offers for more than 3.1 million acres from ag producers and private landowners through this year's Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP. It's the highest in history. The program allows producers and landowners to continue grazing and haying practices while protecting grasslands and promoting land and animal biodiversity and conservation. Nationwide, this year's grassland CRP sign-up surpassed last year's 2.5 million acres by 22%. Top states included Colorado at 642,000 acres, South Dakota 425,000 acres, and in Nebraska, nearly 422,000 acres. Compared to last year, the largest increases percentage-wise was Arizona at 141% and California at 129% and Utah 122% increase.